Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Yud Beis, and we are about 15 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. So the Gemara and daf Yud Aleph, really on daf Yud Amid Beis, began a new sugya, and that is the laws of Ibur Hashon. It comes into the beginning of Masechta Sanhedrin because there's a machlokes, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel and Reb Meir, how many dayanim, the bezdin, that presided over Ibur Hashanah had to be comprised of. According to Rav Meir, Ibur Hashanah is like Ibur HaChodesh, and just like Ibur HaChodesh is B'Shloisha, Ibur Hashanah is B'Shloisha. Rav Shimon Gamliel argued, and Rav Shimon Gamliel said it's a little bit more confusing. B'Shloisha Maschilin, U'B'Chamisha Noisin V'Noisin, V'Goymrin B'Shiva. You saw what that means, the Gemara explained it, the Gemara also explains what the significance is of 3, 5, 7. Is it connected the words in the three psukim of Birchas Kehanim, respectively, Tzorech Bir, exactly what the connection is, or maybe it's related to the 3, 5, 7, the Shemrei Hasav, and the Roye Pnei HaMelech, the officers and the ministers that you find in Nach, that kings used to have, whatever the connection is over there. Regardless, from there we got into a whole sugya that deals with the laws of Ibur Hashanah. Specifically, right now, the Gemara is discussing what basis the Bezdin would use in order to make the determination that this is a year that's worthy of adding a month of being Ma'abar Lashana. And there were really two brises that are important, beginning with the latter brisa. The brisa that the Gemara brought in Afir Alpha Mibes was Al Shloisha Dvarim Ma'abar Nasashana. There are three things, three causes that Bezdin can use in order to decide that they want to be Ma'abar Lashana. Al Ha'aviv, Va'alperes Ilan Valat Kufa. Alaviv means that if they see that Chodesh Nisan is coming and the Tfuah hasn't yet ripened, and the Torah says that Pesach has to be not just in Chodesh Nisan, but it has to be in Chodesh Aviv. It has to be in the month where the Tfuah is in fact ripening. So that would be a basis to say that how could we make Pesach next month? It's not going to be Aviv. And the Torah says that it has to be Chodesh Aviv. That would be a cause, a reason to potentially add a month to the year. Vala peiros ilan. Similar. If they see that when Shavuos comes around, the peiros that we use for Bikurim will not yet be ripened, which will cause a problem. Number one, practically, there's a mitzvah you have to bring Bikurim. But also, the idea that the Torah says that it has to be B'yoyim HaBikurim. And if the fruit aren't ripe yet, or they see that it won't be ripe, then it's going to be an issue with Yom HaBikurim. That would be another reason to say, let's extend it another month, give the fruit a time that it needs to ripen, so that it will work itself out. And then finally, the best known reason, and that is Al HaTkufa, so that if the Chachamim saw that the solar year and the lunar year were going completely out of whack, it's off 11 days a year, so every now and again they would have to adjust the calendar to make sure that Sukkot falls out in the right season, and Shavuos falls out in the right season, and Pesach falls out in the right season. So these were three reasons the Braisa said for which Ma'abrinas Hashana. The Braisa continued and said, Al Shnayim Mehem Ma'abrin, Val Echad Mehem Ein Ma'abrin. For two of the three, the halacha is they were ma'abed hashana. If all they had was one, that wasn't enough to be ma'abed hashana. The Gemara had one sad in a comment that Rav Shimon Gamliel made, that it could be if the one reason is tkufa, if they feel that the seasons are just completely out of whack, even if they didn't have a second reason, maybe that would be enough. That was the first brisa. It's the second brisa that the Gemara brings, but really the first brisa that you have to realize when you do the recap. The second brisa, which the Gemara brought earlier in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, was another brisa that discussed reasons why the Chachamim would be ma'abed hashana. Ei ma'abnes hashana, loy mipnei hagdi and veloy mipnei hatla. First, the brisa said reasons why they were not ma'abed hashana. They would not be ma'abed hashana if they saw that the animals weren't fat enough, or the Goizolos hadn't matured properly. However, they were Ma'abed Hashanah if they saw that the roads required work, or the Gesharim, the bridges weren't fine yet, so that it would be difficult for the Yidden to be Oyler Regel, or the Tanurei Psochim, if the ovens were wet, they weren't dry, so that there'd be an issue bringing the Karban Pesach, or if they heard that people had left their homes, they hadn't arrived yet in Eretz Yisrael, there's a lot of traffic, there's something going on, they're not going to make it on time. Those were reasons to be Ma'abed Hashanah. And the Rishonim all asked the Kasha that, how do you reconcile these two braises? The Gemara and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis brought a braise, Al Shloisha Dvarim Ma'abrinas Hashanah. Two out of the three, maybe one out of the three, and now the Gemara has another braise, so but the Gemara gives different reasons. So is it the first braise or is it the second braise? So the way the Rishonim explain it, the Ran and others, is that this Braisa that mentions the three things as being Aviv, Peiros, Ilan, and Tkufa, these are mandatory things. If the Chachamim saw that two out of these three criteria were going to be issues, they had a chiyuv they had an obligation to be ma'abar d'shana. It was something they had to do. When the Braisa said in Amud Aleph that the chachamim could be ma'abar d'shana because the roads were still wet from a very rainy winter, or the ksharim, or the tanurei psachim, those reasons were not mandatory reasons, but those were rishus. Those were reasons that the chachamim were allowed to use if they decided that they want to be ma'abar d'shana. So the Braisa that says ala aviv al peiros ilon valat kufa, mandatory. The Braisa that mentioned roads and bridges and ovens and traffic, those are not mandatory reasons. Those are only reasons of Rishus. The other thing just to keep in mind is that the Gemara had said that even though they were not Ma'abed Hashanah, if they saw that the animals weren't fat enough and they were going to be weak, so you'd have a small chabura when you ate the Karban Pesach, or all the people that had promised, had obligations to bring Karbanas, the Karbanas were in low supply, high demand, thus it was going to be expensive. Even though those were not reasons at the end of the day to be Ma'abed Hashanah, you could use it as a secondary reason, as was evident from the letter that the Gemara quoted that Rav Shimon Gamliel once wrote when he gave a reason why there would be Ma'abed Hashanah, a letter that Rav Gamliel the Yavna once wrote when he gave reasons why there would be Ma'abed Hashanah. Either way, just the basic recap, very simple, Gemara, Rashi, Rishonim, in terms of what the reasons were to be Ma'abed Hashanah. And on that note, we continue along the same thing. Tanu Rabbanon, Av Sholish, Arotzois, Ma'abrenes Hashanah. So we mentioned that two of the three reasons, mandatory reasons, the way the Rishonim explained, that Bezin would use to be Ma'abed Hashanah was Al Ha'aviv Al Peiros Ilon. If they saw that the wheat wasn't ripening properly, or they saw that the fruit wasn't ripening properly, so that was a reason to be Ma'abed Hashanah. The question is, where did they look at the wheat? Where did they look at the peiros to make this determination? Right, when they give the weather, they say the weather at Newark Airport. So where did they look? Everywhere in Eretz Yisrael. There's one farm somewhere in Eretz Yisrael where the fruit isn't going to be fully ripened. Says the Gemara, there were three arotzois that they used to take into consideration. Yehuda, Ever Hayarden, and the Galil. Al Shtayim Mehem Ma'abren. If two out of these three places in Eretz Yisrael were having issues where the peiros and the tefillah weren't ripening properly, Ma'abren, that was a reason to be Ma'abren. Achas Mehem, if it was only one of them, Ein Ma'abren. As much Yehuda Achas Mehem, if Yehuda was one of the three, Akol Smechen, everybody was happy. She'in Oim Reba Elam Yehuda. Meaning, if the two out of the three were Ever Hayarden and Galil, there the tefuah hadn't ripened properly, but in Yehuda the tefuah had ripened properly, then the Yehuda weren't happy. Because the mitzvah l'katchila was to bring the korban omer from the tefuah in Yehuda. That was Yerushalayim. The tefuah in Yerushalayim. And if the tefuah in Yerushalayim was already ripened, and now they're pushing it off another month, by the time the next month comes, it could be it's going to start going bad already. And there's going to be a chisaron in the hidur of the korban omer that they're going to bring. So if Yehuda's tefuah hadn't been ripened yet, then they're okay with it being pushed off a month. To the contrary, give it an opportunity to ripen. But if really Yehuda was fine, it's just the other two that weren't okay, and now you're pushing it off. So by the time you bring the korban omer, the tefuah of Yehuda will have gone bad already, and that was something they weren't happy about. So Yehuda was achas mehen akol smechen. Tanu Rabbanon, im abenes hashanim elu b'Yehuda. In order to be ma'abed hashanah. So you don't need the Sanhedrin agadol. How many dayanim do you need? Three according to Reb Meir. 3, 5, 7 according to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. However, the dayanim had to be members of a bezdin, of a court in Yerushalayim. V'im debru b'Galil. If, however, a bezdin in Galil oversaw the ibur hashanah, Bidieved meuberes, it's okay. Hey, it Chananya ish oyne. Chananya ish oyne once said eidos that in Hebrew of Galil in a meuberes, that it's so important that Ibur Shana happened with a bezdin in Yerushalayim, that even bidieved, if it happens with a bezdin in Galil, it's not good. Amr Rabbi Yehuda Brei Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi. My time with the Chananya ish oyne. What's the makar? You need a pasuk for that. That even bidieved, if a bezdin outside of Yerushalayim was ma'abed Hashana, it wouldn't be okay. Amar Kra says the Gemara. It's learned out from the following pasuk. It says l'shichnoi Sidrishu Ubasa Shama. So we'll see what that pasuk means soon. But for this halacha, the Gemara darshens that l'shichnoi sidrishu called drisha sha'ata dairesh, every drisha, every investigation that you're going to make, and in this context, investigating whether or not we should be ma'abed Hashanah, lo yiyu ela b'shechina shalmach, and it should be where the shechina is, which of course is Yerushalayim. Tanu Rabbanon, ima ma'abed Hashanah ela b'yoy, you can only be ma'abed Hashanah b'yoy. V'im ibruah b'alaylo, ina milberes, even with the Yevet, it's not going to be okay. V'im mekadshin es hachoydesh ela b'yoy. Additionally, you can't be mekadesh the chodesh, not the shana, but the chodesh, only during the day. The imkitshua balaylo ena mekudesh. Even b'diavad, if you do it at night, it's not okay. Amar Rababa, micro, what's the makar? Tiku b'chodesh shofar, b'kesel liyoyim chagenu. We all know the pasuk. Ezehu chag, shachodesh miskasa, boy, so the Gemara darshins, a little bit of a convoluted drasha. Which yontif is the yontif where the moon is covered? Meaning where you can't see the moon. Heavy yom is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the yontif where you can't see the moon. You can't see the moon in the beginning of the month. Rosh Hashanah is Aleph Tishrei. It's the first day of the month. So the pasuk over here is talking about yom chagenu. It's a yontif. It also says bakesa, referring to the moon being covered. So we're talking about a yontif where the moon is covered. Clearly, we're talking about Rosh Hashanah, which, by the way, tikkun b'chayei the shofar, right? That's where the shofar comes in. The ksiv and the pasuk says, what's the end of the pasuk? Ki chayk li Yisrael hu mishpat li l'kei Yaakov. Chayk is referring to kiddush achayidesh. Whoa. And then it says mishpat. Ma mishpat bayoyim af kiddush achayidesh bayoyim. So you want to know what the makar is, that even kiddush achayidesh has to be bayoyim. It's tiku b'chayidesh shofar b'kesel yoyim chagenu. Ki chayk li Yisrael hu mishpat li l'kei Yaakov. We're clearly talking about Rosh Hashanah, which falls out on the first day of the month. The chayk is referring to what the Chachamim used to always do on the first day of every month, not just Rosh Hashanah, every month, which is they would be Mekadosh the Chodesh, and it refers to the Chayk as also being Mishpat. Mishpat is Din, Bez Din convened only during the day. Af Kiddush HaChodesh, Vayavtan Rabban, and Im Abnes HaShanah, B'Shnei Ra'ov. The Bez Din would never be Ma'abed HaShanah during a hunger year. And the reason is very simple. Top Rashi. Lefi Shekola HaTfuah, the Tzrichin Lechem, the Nachodosh, because as we mentioned yesterday, that when they were Ma'abed HaShanah, there were practical ramifications. One of them was that you're going to have to wait another month before you can bring the Karban Omer, which means you're going to have to wait another month before you're able to eat from the Tfuah HaKadosha. So in a hunger year where people are waiting, they're dying, literally, and they want to eat from the Tfuah HaKadosha, so if you're going to push it off another month, you can have the best reasons in the world. It's not Chodesh Aviv, the roads and the bridges are not paved properly for the Eilu Regel, even the Tkufas aren't going to be aligned, but what we're more concerned about is Yidden that are starving. So for the Shnei Ro'ovim, we would never be Ma'abed HaShanah, because we don't want to push the Karban Omer off of Matanya. Rebbe said, Ishbami Baal Shalisha, there was a man that came from Baal Shalisha, the Yavid Ishali Kim, Lechem Bikurim, and he brought to an Ishali Kim, referring to Elisha, and he brought him a gift. The gift is referred to as Bikurim Esrim Lechem Slayer. He brought him barley, says the Gemara. Why did he bring him barley? Presumably because the only thing that had ripened at that time was barley. And says the Gemara, if that's the case, let's make the following cheshbon. Ve'in lecha kala b'chol eretz Yisrael levashel peyreser yoyser mibal shalisha. Baal Shalisha was a place where things used to ripen very, very quickly. Very fertile land. It was one of the first parts of Eretz Yisrael where the tfuah used to ripen. Ve'afal pi kein lo bikra elamenecha. And even though that was the case, the only thing that had ripened was one min. Shema taymer chitin. You'll tell me that maybe the min was chitin. Ta'amud loy ma'asa'ayre. And Shema Toymer Lefnei Omer, maybe you'll tell me this happened early in the year, meaning before the time where typically Tfuah ripens. Talmud Loi Metein Lam V'Yoichlu. Acher Omer Hayo. He said, go give it to the people at the meeting. If it was before the Karban Omer, they couldn't have eaten it, because you're not allowed to eat from the Tfuah Kadasha before the Karban Omer was brought. Emer Me'at. So what do you see from here? You see that this person was bringing a gift after the Karban Omer. The only gift he can possibly find that was worthy to give to Elisha was barley. And the reason is because nothing else had ripened.
Bread made out of barley.
Bread made out of barley, thank you. There was nothing else he could do. What do you see from there? You see that Ru'uya Hoysa Isa Shana Shet HaZaber. That really, the Chachavim should have been Ma'abed that Shana. Because it wasn't Chodesh Aviv. There's no question it wasn't Chodesh Aviv. The only thing that had ripened, even in Baal Shalisha, where everything ripens really, really fast. That means if it didn't ripen in Baal Shalisha, it certainly didn't ripen in other places. So why was Elisha not Ma'abed HaShana? Because if you look at the Psukim over there, it was a hunger year. And a hunger year, you're not Ma'abed HaShana. You're never Ma'abed HaShana before Rosh Hashanah. The meaning, Avada, the actual month that the Chachamim and Ma'abra was always going to be Chodesh Adar. You can't make a second Teves or a second Nisan. We'll see more about that later in the daf. So the only month that the Chachamim were ever Ma'abra was Adar. The Chiddush is that before Rosh Hashanah, this Bezdin that convened in the attic, he had to be invited, the Nasi was there, this very big deal could never happen before Rosh Hashanah. The Imme Brua, Bidi Eved. But Bidi Eved, if they got together and they decided that later this year, there's going to be a second Adar, Eina new Paris. It doesn't work. That if there was a time of a Shas Adchak where they were worried that later in the year they're not going to be able to find Dayan and they won't have a Bezin to be able to convene to be Ma'abed Hashana, then right after Rosh Hashanah, even if they try not to do it before Rosh Hashanah, right after Rosh Hashanah, that's when they would Ma'abed. But that's clear that the month that they're going to be Ma'abed is always Adar. So if they felt for whatever reason they had to convene months earlier, b'di'evet, that's okay. M'pnei atchak, that's something that Chachamim were comfortable with. But which month? That has to be Adar. Freak the Gemara, Amy, I'll ask you a kasha. Is that true? That Chachamim never even convened before Rosh Hashanah to determine whether or not that year they may decide to be Ma'abed Hashanah? V'sholcholei the Rava. They once sent Rava the following telegram. And this took place at a time where the Chachamim had to conceal messages that they were sending amongst each other because the government, the Memshalah at the time, was giving them a very hard time. So Rava gets this very cryptic telegram sent him. It said as follows: Zugba Mirekes, Vitofsu Nesher, Ubiyadam Dvarim Hanasabalus. So this is the first part of the Joshua. Now what it meant was as follows. Zug was referring to a peer of Talmid Chachamim, Bamei Rekes. Rekes, the Gemara says, is Tveria. Tveria had another name. Chachamim used to refer to it as Rekes. V'tavsu Nesher, an eagle caught them. Didn't mean literally an eagle. Chel Parsiim, Rashi says, a Persian troop caught them. Ubiyadam, and they were holding Dvarim Anasa Beluz, things that are made in Luz. What was that a reference to? Ma'iniyu Tcheles. Now again, they didn't want to say exactly what they wanted to say. They were trying to conceal. This was a cryptic message. So what they did was, is they used this riddle that they understood that Rava was going to understand. And the letter continued, B'schus HaRachamim, because of the schus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, U'b'schusam yatsu b'shalem, they were able to leave peacefully, meaning everything worked out okay, nothing happened to them. Then they continued, V'amuse yirechei nachshoin, which was a reference to the Nasi, who came from Nachshoin ben Aminadav, who himself was the first Nasi of Shevet Yehuda, right? Le'yosu Shevet Yehuda, U'mechaykim ben Radov. We said that the Nasiim and the Reish Kelusa all came from Shevet Yehuda. Nachshon ben Aminadav was the first Nasi of Shevet Yehuda. So V'amuse Yerechei Nachshon Bikshu L'kfoy Netziv Echad, wanted to add a Netziv, we'll see that means an extra month, V'lehinichem Adoni Halaz. Avo Bali Asufa is the Adoimi, meaning the officers didn't allow it. Avo Bali Asufa is Nefs. The Talmid Chachamim got together, and they added a month. And you know when they did it? They did it in a time where nobody would realize what they were doing. In the month that Har HaKohen died, which is Chodesh Av. But Al Kopanim, so you see from this disguised message that it was a Shas Adchak, where the Chachamim weren't allowed to sit and convene to be Ma'abed Hashanah. So what they do? They did it in Chodesh Av. We just said that even the Shas Adchak, when do you do it? You do it only after Rosh Hashanah. But before Rosh Hashanah, Chodesh Av is a few months before Rosh Hashanah. You never ever do it, even if it's a Shas Adchak. How does it shtim with this letter? So the Gemara says, Chashuvei Machshavi Guluye Loi Magal. There's different levels. What they did was they just got together and made the Cheshbonis, but they didn't reveal it to anybody. Nobody knew that that year was going to be an Ibriya. When we say that there's a Kpeda not to do it after till after Rosh Hashanah, it means don't reveal what your intentions are until after Rosh Hashanah. You shouldn't let anybody know what you're doing until after Rosh Hashanah. But as far as the Cheshbonis, that you could do. So you can make the Cheshbonis whatever you want. Certainly, Mipnei Hadchak, like in this case over here, they convened Bierach Shemes Bayaharin, which is Chodesh Av. That's when they sat down and decided, are we going to be Ma'abed Hashanah or not? As far as revealing it, never reveal it before Rosh Hashanah. B'Shas Hadchak, right after Rosh Hashanah, is the earliest time you could do it. In terms of which month you're being Ma'abed, the month always has to be Adar. The only month you'll ever have a second one of is Adar. Gemara says, "My mash with the Hainitz of Lusha Yarchu." Clearly, when the Chachamim wrote in this letter that Bikshu L'Kfaya Netziv Echad, they used the word Netziv as a metaphor for another month. What's the makar? Where do you find anywhere that the word Netziv has a connection to a month? Tichziv, it's based on a pasuk in Malachim Aleph. The pasuk says, "Uleshleimo yishneim osar nitzavim." Al Kol Yisrael, the Kilku as a Melech, the Esbeisai Chodesh Bashana Yia Al Ho'echa the Chilku. That Shlomo Melech had 12 Nitzivim, 12 officers. The officer's job was to be Mechalkel, the Melech, and his family. Why 12? Corresponding to the 12 months of the year. So each Nitziv, each officer, was responsible for 1 month. So again, the word Nitziv doesn't mean month. They were Dafka disguising the message. But
they use the word Nitziv as a reference to a month based on this pasuk in Malachim. But the Gemara asks Akasha, 12 Nitzivim, B'derech Agav, for the 12 months, Faksiv, but the pasuk says, U'Nitziv Echad Asher Ba'aretz. There was only one Nitziv, says the Gemara. Rav Yehuda, Rav Nachman, Chadam once said, Echad Manu HaKulam, that there was one person, he was in charge of the other 12. Chadam once said, Keneged Chodesh HaIbur, that the extra Nitziv was an extra officer in the event that there was an extra month in the year. When would there ever be an extra month of the year? This sugya, if they were ma'abed hashana, that's where you would have to have the extra. Tanu Rabbanan, another halacha. Ey, ma'abed hashana, loy nishana l'chavirta. So if it's tofshin ayin zayin, and the chachomim get together and they say that in tofshin ayin ches, we're going to have to be ma'abed hashana. But then they say, why wait until tofshin ayin ches? We could be ma'abed tofshin ayin zayin, we could accomplish the same thing. Meaning, let's push it off already now. The point is, when Tov Shanayin Ches comes along, any issue that we perceive, whether it's the Tkufa, it's the Aviv, it's the Bikurim, whatever the problem might be, so the halach is you're not allowed to do that. Ey ma'abren es hashana, loy mishana l'chaverta. In Tov Shanayin Zayin, you can be ma'abren Tov Shanayin Zayin. And in Tov Shanayin Ches, you can be ma'abren Tov Shanayin Ches. But you can't be ma'abren Tov Shanayin Ches in Tov Shanayin Zayin. Another halach, v'loy shalei shana b'zoha chazu. You can never be ma'abren 3 years in a row. So 3 years in a row, you can't do. And the reason is because the tkufas are going to just get completely out of whack. Amar Rav Shimon, ma'is Rabbi Akiva Zuri, Rabbi Akiva Shei Chavish Beis Asur. He was locked in jail. Rabbi Akiva was famously on death row. V'ibei shalei shana b'zoha chazu. And he was ma'abren 3 years, one after another. So you see that Rabbi Akiva did it. Unrelated, they told him, Yisham Raya. You're bringing a Raya from there. Bezdin, Yoshvu, Vikavu, Achas, Achas, Bizmana. What happened over there was, Rabbi Akiva was just making cheshbonis. Rabbi Akiva was just predicting what he saw would possibly take place in the future. And he said that I think Tovshin Ayin Ches, and maybe Tovshin Pei Aleph, and maybe Tovshin Pei Gimel. But in terms of actually being Ma'abra, they weren't Ma'abra 3 years in a row. He just predicted, or he helped the Chachamim make the Cheshbonis for the next 3 Ibiyars. But the 3 Ibiyars were not 3 years in succession. They were whenever they were. Tanu Rabbanan, Im Abernes Hashana Libeshvias. You never Ma'aber Shemitah. Why not? Because it's an extra month of Shemitah, where you can't work the land, and nothing's growing. So similar to the idea of Ema Abernes Hashana B'Shnei Betzayres, B'Shnei Ra'avah, and so too they were never Ma'aber Shvias. They weren't Ma'aber the year after Shvias either. Because the year after Shvias, they were waiting for the Tvua HaChadasha, same theme. They couldn't work the field the previous year, because the previous year was Shvias. So what were they eating? They were eating from the sixth year. So you're going to make them eat another month from food that grew 2 years ago, even though vitzivisias bechasi, but still there was a sensitivity to the Yidin, and the Torah's Chachamim said that don't be ma'abr the year after Shemitah, because the Yidin are waiting finally to be able to eat from the Tvua Chadasha, and we don't want to prolong this agony. We want them to be able to eat it already. Emosai regin la'abr. What was the best month to be ma'abr? Best year to be ma'aber? Erev Shvias. Why Erev Shvias? To give the Yidden another year, another month before Shemitah. So basically, Rabbi Gamliel, how you ma'aber mitzoy Shvias? Rabbi Gamliel's family, they were the Nasiyan, and as we see, they played a tremendous role in Ibur Hashana. They used to be ma'aber the year after Shvias. The Braisa says not to do it, and Luchuru, there's a very good reason not to do it. Why not? Because the Chachamim, the Yidden weren't able to work the field in Shemitah. They're still eating off the Shana Hashishas. So why are we pushing it off another month? Says the Gemara, but this Shaila, whether or not you can be Ma'aber, Mitzoy Shvias, we should be sensitive to the plight of the Yidden or not, is really totally another Machlokes Tanna. Tanya learned to the Braisa, Emevi and Yerek Bechutzlars. You're not allowed to bring vegetables from Chutzlars into Eretz Yisrael. Can't import any vegetables from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Seinu Itiru, the Chachamim said it's okay. My Beinai, what's the machlokes? You could import vegetables, you can't import vegetables. What's the big deal? Om Rabbi Yirmiyo, Choshech in Legushein, Iku Beinayu. The machlokes is whether we're concerned that with the vegetables, a little bit of the roots, a little bit of afar from the ground is going to enter Eretz Yisrael. We know that afar Chutz La'aretz is Tomei, Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. So the concern was bringing in Tumah. What does that have to do with this machlokes? Should we be concerned that the year after Shvias, you then aren't going to have what to eat? If you're not allowed to import your rokos from Chutz La'aretz, then it's a real concern. They couldn't work the ground Bashana HaShvias. You can't import anything. So, Manoichal, what are we going to eat? But if you hold that Mevi in your rokos from Chutz La'aretz, if you are allowed to bring your rokos from Chutz La'aretz, then it's not a concern. Because it's true, you can't eat from what grew Bashana HaShishas. but Shana Hashvias, because you weren't able to work the ground, but you can import. So she'll base Rabbi Gamliel, who were of the opinion that Ma'ab Mitzoy Shvias, they held Mevi and Yarek Mechutz Laretz, so therefore they weren't worried about this issue. It's the Chachamim that say, Ein Ma'abernes Hashono, Loibim Mitzoy Shvias, they held Ein Mevi and Yarek Mechutz Laretz, and it's for that reason there was a concern, exhale. So before we go weiter, just two ha'oris regarding some of the Gemaras that we just learned. So number one, the Gemara said a halacha, Ein ma'abrin es hashanim ela b'Yehuda. You could only be ma'abrin the shana in Yehuda. V'im mebrua b'Galil, mi'uberes. Chananya Ish'onai said that no, im mebrua b'Galil, ena mi'uberes. Meaning, you needed dayanim that were members of a bezdin in Yerushalayim. But if a bezdin outside of Yerushalayim, even in Eretz Yisrael, was ma'abrin the shana, it's not okay. A bezdin in Yerushalayim had to oversee the Ibur Hashana. But if it was a bezdin outside of Yerushalayim, it was not okay. The Gemara said, what's the makar to it? It's learned out from a pasuk. The pasuk says, L'shichnei sidrishu uvasa shama, and we learn from there, called drisha sha'atodoyresh lo yiyu ela b'shchene shamacha. It's interesting. Tosfos sends you to a Gemara, the very end of the Masechta's Brachas. Brachas daf samach gimel amid aleph. The Gemara says as follows. Interesting story. Amar Rab Safra. Rab Avo have a mishtoy. Rab Avo used to tell the following story. Used to say it. Kishayar Chanina ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua Lagoyla, when Chanina, who was the nephew of Rabbi Yeshua, went to Chutz Laretz, Hoya Ma'abr Shonim the Kadeya Chadashim Chutz Laretz. So he opened up a Bezdin and he used to be Ma'abr the Shonim, he used to be Ma'abr the Chadashim, Shigru Achra Shnei Tamid Chachamim. So the Skenim, the Yidden Eretz Yisrael, weren't happy with what was going on. In Chutz Laretz, he'd be Ma'abr the Shonim, what's going on? So they sent two Tamid Chachamim to talk to him, Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, Uben Benoishel Schayu ben Kavutal. Who the two Talmidei Chachamim. The first was Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, and the other one was Scharia ben Kavutal's grandson. When he saw them, Amar lehem, Lama basim, why'd you come? Amar lehem, limay Torah banu, we came to learn Torah. Hichriz aleihem. So Chanina was so excited that he got these two choshev guests that came from Eretz Yisrael. He makes this announcement, Pashke villain, bright lights, Anoshim halalu gedoy le'adarhem. These two yidin are gedoy le'adar. Not just that, their Zaydis served in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a Mishnah. Zachariah ben Kavutal Omer, Harbei Pamim Karisi Lefanim Sefer Daniel. Everyone knows the Mishnah. It's in the beginning of Masechtas Yuma. They used to read to the Kohen Gadol at night. They didn't want him to fall asleep. He might become Tameh. Right? So they used to keep him up all night. So what they used to read to him, they read this, they read that, if he could read by himself. Zachariah ben Kavutal said that I had a job in the Beis HaMikdash, and I used to read for the Kohen Gadol Sefer Daniel. So you see that Ben Benoish, Zachariah ben Kavutal Zayda, Schayer ben Kavutal worked in the Beis HaMikdash. Hischo, who metame ve'metarim, who oise ve'matim, they started talking and learning. And everything Chanina said, they would say fakert. Hichu zaleim, he said, anoshim halalu shal shavim shal toyuim, when they were slugging up and asking kashas on every single thing he said in the shir. So now Chanina already had a different approach. He said, oh, these two yidif emerits, Yisrael, nah, shal shavim, they don't know what they're doing. Amru loy, they said, it's too late. Kvar bonisa, you already built us up. V'yata yachal istar, it's too late. Kvar godarta, you already built the fence. V'yata yachal ifrites, you already gave us askama, this pashke villain. Amar lehem, ibnei mani, metamu vatim, metar mani, yoitz vatim atim. Can you explain to me, why is it that every single thing I say in shir, you try saying fakert? Amar lehem, they said yes. Ibnei shatim, abir shonim, v'kedeh, chadosh, v'chutz, who's really upset at you. We're upset at the fact that you're in chutz laretz, and you're being ma'abir shonim. Amar lehem, so he told him, am I the only one? Listen to this. V'ali Akiva ben Yosef, hoyu ma'abir shonim, v'kedeh, chadosh, v'chutz laretz. Rabbi Akiva used to do the same thing. Amar lehem, they told him, with all due respect, Hanach, Rabbi Akiva is different. Rabbi Akiva, you're bringing me rayas, Rabbi Akiva. Amalami told him, Afani lo yanachti kemoisim Eretz Yisrael. When I left Eretz Yisrael, there was no one as chashev as me. Nobody. So even though I'm in Chutz Laretz, but I'm the Gadol Hadar, there's nobody as chashev as me. I definitely have the credentials to be able to be Abed Hashanim, even in Chutz Laretz. Amalai, they told him, Gedoyim sheyanachtu naset yashim. It could be. Maybe you're right, Chanina. Maybe when you left Eretz Yisrael, at that point, there was no one as great as you. And maybe then this statement you made was true. But now your Talmidim steiged over you already. Those Gedoyim, those little tzigalach that you left over in Eretz Yisrael, Nasu Tiyoshim, Balei Karnayim, Vehem Shigurin, and it's them who sent me to you. The Chen Amru Lanu, they said as follows, Imru Loi Bishmeinu, Tel Chanino in our name, your Talmidim. In Shemei Amutav, if you listen to us and you stop being Ma'abed Hashana in Chutz Laretz, good. V'imlav yehei benidoy. If not, we're putting you in cherem. V'imru lachenam legon. Then he said, I want you to tell the yidden that are living there. Listen to this. Im shoymen. If you're mekabel what we're saying, not to allow Chanina
to be ma'abed shana, and not to go based on his ibriyar, his mutav. It's all good. The imlav, if not, yalu lahar, you know what you should do? You might as well just climb atop of a mountain. Achia, who was the Rosh HaKol over there, yivne mizbeach, let him build a mizbeach. Chananya, yinaga v'kinar, take Chananya, give him a harp, let him start playing, and let them be oivet avayda zara, v'yichperu kulam v'yoymru, and they should say, ein lahem chelik b'likei Yisrael. Because by you refusing what we're saying, it's tantamount to that. So you might as well just go off today, whatever. Just do whatever you need to do. Be oivet avayda zara. You might as well just say, ein lahem chelik b'likei Yisrael. That's how important this message is. Says the Gemara, kol kol, b'chia, wow, they heard that. This was a passionate letter. This is a brief. So when they heard this, they all started crying. V'hamru, I give the brief. Chas v'shalom, yesh lanu chelik b'likei Yisrael. Absolutely, we don't want to have anything to do with it. Frank the Gemara, v'kol kach lama, why was it such a big deal? Why can you not be ma'abed the shana mechutz la'aretz? Mishum shenemer, it's a pasuk. Ki mitzion teitzei toira u'dvar Hashem b'Yerushalayim. Frank Tosfos, ki mitzion teitzei toira u'dvar Hashem b'Yerushalayim. It's not the drasha the Gemara brought by us. What did the Gemara say? L'shichnoi sidrish u'vasa shama. Kol drisha is sha'ata doiresh lo yi'u'ela b'shchenei shamakim. So Tosfos asked the kasha. Tosfos doesn't say a teretz. But either way, just an interesting Gemara, an addendum to this Gemara that we learned right here, a fascinating story with Chananya, Rabbi Yeshua's nephew, who was being ma'abed Hashana mechutz la'aretz, and the Chachamu was so disturbed by what he said. This unbelievable Gemara, but what emerges is a shtick lakasha. Because in our Gemara, it's a pasuk l'shich l'sidrishu uvasa shama, and the Gemara over there brings divrei Kabbalah, it's not a pasuk in the Torah, divrei Kabbalah, ki mitziyan teitzei tzayra udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. It's interesting that pasuk l'shich l'sidrishu uvasa shama, from where the Gemara darshins that only a bezden in Yerushalayim was able to be ma'abed Hashana. If you look at Pashup Shad in the pasuk, it's not what the pasuk's saying. The context over there is the halacha of Avodah Zarah. And the Torah says many, 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 many places. There's two mitzvahs in the Torah that are repeated several times. Mitzvah of Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. The Rabban says it's not a coincidence. Those are two things that are shakul, keneged, kol haTorah kula, and that's why it's Ibn Gechazit again and again and again. So this is one of the places. It's Perek Yud Beis, Parshas Re'eh, Sefer Dvarim, and the Torah says that we're going to go up to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to see Avodah Zarah. Abi ta'avdun es kol ha'makom es asha avdu shama goyim. V'ni tatzdem es mizbechoysam v'shibartem es matzei voysam. Have nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. Lo'isasim came la'ashem alokeichem. Okay, so if the Yidden can't be Avodah Zarah, they can't just build a mizbech in their backyard and stop worshipping. So where should they worship? Says the Torah. Kim el ha'makom asha yivchar Hashem alokeichem mikol shifteichem lasum es shemoysham. You should worship in the place that I'm going to tell you to worship. L'shichnoi sidrishu uvasa shama. You should find that place, go there, and that's where you should be in your karbanos. So don't do what the Ovdei Avodah Zarah did, which was set up shop wherever they want to set up shop, but rather you have to go el ha'makom asher yivchar Hashem Elokeichem mikol shifteichem lasum es shemoy sham l'shichnoi sidrishu uvasa shama. So there's a beautiful Ramban on this pasuk right here. The Ramban says l'shichnoi sidrishu uvasa sham. That's this pasuk that the Gemara darshan, and he says two pshatim. I'm going to go backwards. The second pshat first. He quotes the Sitfri. Sidrishu Duresh Alpi Hanavi. You should go to the Navi and ask the Navi, where's the place that the Yidden should bring karbanos? Yochel, I would have thought, Tamtenachi Emilcha Navi, Talmud Loima, Lashichnoi, Sidrisha, Uvasa, Shama, Duroish, Umatza, Vaachakach, Yemilcha Navi, Vechenata, Moitza, Bedavid. Raman says something beautiful. He says that if you realize the Torah never ever was Megala, where the Beis HaMikdash was going to be in Eretz Yisrael. You notice that? It doesn't say it anywhere in the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Kemel amokim asher yivchar Hashem elokeichem mikol shivteichem." Hashem is not disclosing what that place is. It doesn't say the Har Meriah. It doesn't say the Har. It doesn't say anything. It says, "Kemel amokim asher yivchar Hashem elokeichem." The Mishkan the Yidden had in the Midbar, they're going to go with Eretz Yisrael. You're going to build the Beis HaMikdash. Where? I don't know. It doesn't say in the Torah. It says there's a place that Hashem is going to choose. That's where you should do it. And then the pasuk says, "L'shichnei sidrishu uvasa shama." Zok Ramban. It's a safri, it's a mitzvah saseh. There's a mitzvah saseh of sidrishu, dereishu matzah. Try to find out where this place is. Now, you make cheshbonis, think you have it right. Don't rely on what you came up with, go to a navi afterwards. But you're supposed to try to be dereish and figure out, it's like a puzzle. Try to figure out where is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Beis HaMikdash to be. Sidrishu is a mitzvah saseh. Try to figure it out. V'chein atam oitzeh b'David. Right? David HaMelech made cheshbonis. He tried figuring out where
exactly the Beis HaMikdash was going to be. Ad emtsa mokim l'Hashem. Right, he's trying to figure out, with it's a Gemara in Zvachim, David HaMelech was being mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa, says the Ramban. V'chein atam moitzeh b'David. It's this pasuk. L'shichnoi sidrishu uvasa shama. But then Ramban says something else. He says that this wasn't a one-time event. That the Yidden, we have to figure out where the Har Meriah is going to be. David HaMelech was the one who figured it out. He was mekayim l'shichnei sidrishu uvasa shama. What does that do with me? Now we all know where the Beis HaMikdash is. Beis HaMikdash, Kaisla Maravi, it's in the old city, right? We all know exactly where the Makom HaMikdash is. Do I have a mitzvah of l'shichnei sidrishu uvasa shama? Says the Ramban, yeah. Because there's another kivun in this pasuk. And that is, shetelchu loy me'eretz marchakim. You should go to Yerushalayim. Three times a year, the Yidden had a mitzvah to go up, the pilgrimage, the mitzvah to be oil regel. The tishalu, tidrishu, what does tidrishu mean? First, ask, drishos, ask around, ana derech beis Hashem, try to figure out where the beis Hashem is. The toimru ishra yeyo, people will talk, they'll give directions, you make a left here, you make a right there, yashai, yashai, yashai. L'chu v'nale el Hashem, el beis alekei Yaakov, k'loshin tzion yishalu derech hinei pneyan. So says the Ramban, that no, this is a mitzvah l'doiris also, that every year when he was oil regel, he had to know where to go. How would he know where to go? He would ask directions. Sidrishu, there's a mitzvah. V'tishalu, ask directions. Roll down your window, right? Be a man and ask. Where do I go? Ona derech beis Hashem. V'toimru isha reyeyu l'chu v'nale el Hashem el beis alekei Yaakov. There's this mitzvah l'doyreis of tishalu. So I saw Reb Shmuel Yankiv and Zeis Liakiv on this pasuk right here. He says that it's yedua that the Chazon Ish asked. They doesn't understand. We know that there was a mitzvah. Halacha, that if somebody was Ritech B'Shoigig, he had to go to Galus. And the Pasuk says, Tochel Lecha Derech. And we learn from there used to be signs, or it Mikla this way, or it Mikla that way. The Ritech B'Shoigig didn't have to ask directions. He didn't have to stop somebody and say, how do I get to the Ari Mikla? Tochel Lecha Derech. There were signs all over the place. So the Chazon Ish was bothered that why weren't there signs and telling Yidden exactly how to get to Beis Hashem. Kishalu ono darach Beis Hashem, v'toymru isho reyeyu, l'chu v'nalel Hashem, azoyet ha'chazon ish gefrek. Rav Shmuel Yankiv said the teretz is poshet. The Ritzeach b'shoigig had to arrive in the Ir Miklat. Him walking, him, it was just a hechsher. It's a hechitimtsa of him getting where he had to go. The road itself, the journey itself, the process wasn't part of it. It was just the hechitimtsa to get there. But the point was, get to the Ir Miklat, you'll be protected from the Goel Adam. That's where you're supposed to be until the Kohen Gadol dies, everything is going to be fine. But the mitzvah of Oil Regel wasn't just arrive in Eretz Yisrael. And I don't care how you get there. You could snap your finger three times, be in Yerushalayim, and that in itself is going to be fine. No, that in itself wouldn't be fine. The mitzvah was to be Oil Regel. What does Oil Regel mean? Go, walk, be Oil Regel. That was the mitzvah. The Ramban says in Masechtas Sukkah daf chafei, it's a ritva, that in the sugi of Oisik b'mitzvah, patam era mitzvah, that if a yid is being Oil Regel, he's patam era mitzvahs. Patam era mitzvahs? The aliyah l'regel, your patam era mitzvahs? The aliyah l'chur is a hechsher mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah itself, says Rav Shmuel Yankiv. No, the mitzvah was the aliyah l'regel. Going was part of it. It's not just arrive in Yerushalayim three times a year, be there, bring karbonis, take in, inhale the spirituality that's going on in Eretz Yisrael. That's, of course, the primary aspect of it, perhaps. But there's another component, the actual going, the aliyah, and that's this pasuk, l'shichnei sidrishu uvasa shama, asking directions, v'toymer isha reyeh l'chu v'nalah, right, the picture you always see, the yidden, all walking up, climbing the mountain, that's part of it. It's not just the hechsher. That was absolutely part of the mitzvah. And that's this idea of l'shichnei sidrishu uvasa shama. What's interesting, what came to mind was in the beginning of Parashas Lech Lecha, v'yoyim Hashem al Avram, Lech Lecha. V'yoyim Hashem al Avram, Lech Lecha. Where? Doesn't tell him where. Elo Aretz Asher Areka, right? Avram Avinu wasn't told where to go. Avram Avinu couldn't take his GPS, punch it in, and this is where I'm supposed to arrive. He had no idea where he was supposed to go. Elo Aretz Asher Areka. It was L'shichnoi Sidrishu Uvasa Shama. But I was thinking even more. We know Rashi says, why didn't Hashem tell Avram where he's supposed to go? Litein Tzchar Al Kol Dibur V'Dibur. But there's a Medrash that says a different shot. Not Litein Tzchar Al Kol Dibur V'Dibur, but rather Litein Tzchar Al Kol Psiyo Psiyo. Because of the fact that Hashem didn't tell Avram where to go, Avram Avinu got Tzchar Al Kol Psiyo Psiyo. So I'm brisk. I heard this from Yeshua. They say over for a Baruch Be. The Baruch Be said, what's the pshat? Because Hashem told Avram, Lech Lecha L'Eretz Asher Eko, he got Tzcharo Kol Psiyo Psiyo. But had Hashem told Avram, go to Eretz Yisrael, he wouldn't have gotten Tzcharo Kol Psiyo Psiyo. So he said, Gevaldik. He said, had the mitzvah been, go to Eretz Yisrael, then what, when would Avram Avinu have been Mekayim the mitzvah? When he arrived in Eretz Yisrael. The Halicha, going to Eretz Yisrael, that would have only been a Hechsher mitzvah. But the actual mitzvah would have been the sky when he arrived in Eretz Yisrael. But Hashem never told Avram, go to Eretz Yisrael. You know what Hashem told Avram? Lech Lecha, go. Go, where? I'm not telling you, go. The mitzvah is walk. The mitzvah is walk. Litin Tzchara Kol Psiyo Psiyo. That means the Halicha itself isn't just the Hechsher mitzvah. A Hechatinza to arrive in Eretz Yisrael. The Halicha is the mitzvah itself. That's mamish, exactly what chazed itself over L'doiris three times a year to every yid. Every yid had a mitzvah of Lech Lecha. It wasn't just the Hechsher mitzvah. Yeah, the goyel, the Ritzeach, B'shoigi, going to Ir Miklot, his Halicha is a Hechsher. The punchline there is arrive in the Yermikol. We don't care how you get there. Just get there. So we're going to make signs. We're going to allow you to go there. But as it relates to, what's it called? As it relates to the mitzvah of being Oyle Regel, there the mitzvah was the Aliyah itself. You're an Isaac B'mitzvah, B'shas Aliyah. There's a mitzvah of the Shichlei Sidrish, or even asking directions is part of the Tzuris HaMitzvah, exactly like Avraham Avinu had a Lech Lecha. So I was thinking, and this is the punchline. The Gemara says in Masechtas Chagiga, Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, it says, Mayofu Dorash Rava. What's pshat in this pasuk? It's referring to the yidden that were oil regal. Kama noim ragleim shal yisrael b'shosha oil regal. How beautiful were the ragleim of the yidden while they were being oil regal? What does bas nediv mean? Bitoy shal Avram Avinu shenikra nediv. So this pasuk, mayofu pamayich bina olim bas nediv, is referring to the yidden that were oil regal, and the Torah is bringing out the beauty of the yidden at the time that they were being Oyle Regel. And then the pasuk concludes that they're Bas Nadiv, Bito Yishal Avram Avinu. And the obvious, what's Avram Avinu doing anything? What's the kesher between the Yidden being Oyle Regel and Avram Avinu? The Teretz says the Yidden were doing exactly what Avram Avinu did. Avram Avinu had a mitzvah of Lech Lecha. Where? I'm not even telling you. Ela Oretz Asher Arekot. You'll figure it out. L'shichnei Sidrishu Uvasa Shama. And the Halicha, the Aliyah was a mitzvah. Litein Tzchara Kol Psiyo Psiyo. This is something that chazed itself over for the Yidden by the mitzvah being Oyle Regel. So b'shas the Yidden are being Oyle Regel. They're referred to as Bas Nadiv. They're Bito Yishal Nadiv. Why? Because they're being Mekayim. Exactly what Avram Avinu was Mekayim. When Avram was Mekayim, the mitzvah of Lech Lecha.
I'm sure Kasha, they answer what you're saying. What's that's the grace of Simcha Vali L'Regel? What's the last one?
Mayofu.
No, Elias.
Right.
Because the Ikki Kishmak, the bunch of happens when they're going.
From the Haliyah.
The Haliyah, that's what they say. Shlom Zama, I think, says.
Very nice. Very nice. All right, very good. But the Hisafa Bito Yishal Avram Avinu, that they don't say, what?
Yeah.
Zok to Gemara Vayta. Tana Rabbanon, Ei Ma'abed Nesashono, Mipnei HaTomo. You cannot be Ma'abed the Shono, Mipnei HaTomo. What does that mean? If the Yidden were Tome, and there's a thought that maybe they're not going to be able to bring the Korban Pesach, so you're not allowed to be Ma'abra the Shana. You would think that maybe be Ma'abra the Shana, give the Yidden an opportunity to become Tahar. They won't be Tomei anymore. So the halach is, no, ain Ma'abra Nes HaShana Mipnei HaToma. Now Rashi says that where would it ever be Negeya to be Ma'abra the Shana Mipnei HaToma? Because if you think about it, when were they Ma'abra the Shana? It had to be in Chodesh Adar. So if the Yidden were Tomei during Chodesh Adar, they have enough time. How do you become Tahar from Tumas Meis, which is presumably what we're talking about. It's a 7-day process. Between now and Pesach, there's going to be enough time in order to be tar. So Rashi says, Tupshatim. Rashi says, either it's going, the Nasi was sick, and the doctor said that he has 2-3 weeks to live, and they made an assessment that he's probably going to die around Pesach time. The Yidden are going to be metamed to the Nasi, and they're going to be tummy. They're not going to be able to bring it. Number two, says Rashi. Or it could be, they were tummy mace, they didn't have a paraduma. So they wanted to give themselves an opportunity to maybe track down a paraduma. Either way, the Allah is, Read this as you he was once ma'abed the shadim of ne'atuma. Ubiki trach ma'al atzmai, and afterwards he felt terrible about what he did, and he davened for himself. The chesiv, as the pasuk says, ki marbis sa'am rabas me'afrayim u'menashe yisachar uzvulin loyhi teharu ki achlu es ha'pesach beloy kakosov ki espalo chizkiyo aleiv lemer Hashem atoiv yichaper. Ba'ad. You see, Chizkiyo was once Ma'abed the Shana, and then he because of Pesach. It's not clear what the pasuk is talking about, but because of Pesach, and then he feels terrible, and he davens Hashem atoyv yichaper bad. So what happened over here, says Rabbi Yehuda? What happened was, Chizkiyo was ma'abed Hashana, not for the reasons that the Chachamim said you should be ma'abed Hashana, but because the Yidden were Tomei, and the Yidden, because the Tomei wouldn't be able to bring the Korban Pesach, so that's a reason Chizkiyo thought to be ma'abed Hashana, and afterwards he had charata, he realized that he made a very big mistake. Rav Shimon says, Im b'nei Atomei b'ruah mu'beres. Rav Shimon says, no, you could be ma'abed Hashana b'nei Atomei. And that's not the mistake that Chizkiyo made. It's not why he davened for Kapar. Why did Chizkiyo daven for himself? To have kaparo, she'ei ma'abrin ela adar. The reason is because you're only allowed to be ma'adbar adar. For who iber nisan ben nisan. He added a second nisan. The Gemara is going to say, how could he have possibly made?
Before, I mean, by him, he did it two more times because maybe it was like a week before. It was a few
days. Uh-huh, very good. Very good. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rav Shimon, Mipnei Shehesi es Yisrael lasses Pesach Sheni. That the reason was, is because he told the Yidden to bring a Pesach Sheni, even though Pesach Sheni is only supposed to be brought when a minority of the Yidden are Tameh. But over here, the majority of the Yidden were Tameh. And still, he said, bring a Pesach Sheni, that's not the halacha. If the majority of the Yidden are Tameh, you're not supposed to bring a Pesach Sheni, and that's why he had Charata, and that's what he did. Amamar. So we have over here a Braisa. Whether you're Ma'abr the Shana b'pnei HaTumah, nah. Okay, what was the Lashon HaBraisa? Ein Ma'abr Nes HaShana b'pnei HaTumah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ma'abr. And then we have a third sheet, the Reb Shimon, who says, Im b'nei atom ibrua mi'uberis, you could be ma'abra b'nei atoma, and that has nothing to do with what happened with Chizkiyah. Says the Gemara, who is the man damer in the Braisa that said that you ma'abra the shana b'nei atoma, Rabbi Yehuda? What emerges, l'chura, is that Rabbi Yehuda's sheet would be tumat chuyi b'tzibur. We know there's machlekes throughout Shas. Tumat hutru b'tzibur, tumat chuyi b'tzibur. What does that mean? If somebody's tame, can't bring a carbon. A kohen that's tummy can't bring a carbon. If the carbon itself is tummy, you can't be mocked of it. There's a halacha that a carbon can't be brought if there's an element of tumah. Stating that if the majority of Klal Yisrael is tummy, you could. It's okay. A tremendous chiddush. If the tzibur is tummy, there's no issue of tumah. Machloikis in the Gemara is whether tumah is hutra b'tzibur or tumah is tchuyah b'tzibur. Tumah hutra b'tzibur means that it's as if the laws of tumah do not apply at all. The Torah never stated the laws of tumah when the tzibur is tumah. It's as if there's no tumah. It doesn't exist in the context of a tzibur being tumah. Tumah tchuyah b'tzibur means of course there's tumah and of course the laws of tumah apply, but it's Nitcha, just like I say is doicha loisa say. So there's a concept of tumah tchuyah b'tzibur. Says the Gemara, if Rabbi Yehuda said ma'abrin es hashana mipnei hatumah, meaning he said that if Beis Din looks into their crystal ball and they see that when the time to bring the Korban Pesach arrives, the majority of Klal Yisrael is going to be tumah, let's push off the month. That means that tumah is tchuyah b'tzibur. Because if tumah is hutra b'tzibur, who cares? What are you worried about? You're going to be tumah, it's a tzibur. If the tzibur is tamei, right, you're not pushing off the month because of yechidim. Obviously, it's because of the tzibur. So it's because of the tzibur, tumah hutra b'tzibur anyways. Elamai, what do you see from there? You see that tumah is tchuyah b'tzibur. But the Gemara asks the kasha, but we learned in the braisa, tzitz, bein sheyesh le'al metzchoy, u'bein she'enei al metzchoy, miratza, diri rav shem. If a carbon was brought b'tumah, the carbon was pasul. Stating that, there was a halacha that the kohen gadol, when he wore the tzitz had an ability to be miratza and be mechaper for the avera of the carbon being brought to Thomas. This is a real kachem idea. But the tzitz, there was a power of the tzitz, and the tzitz was mechaper somehow for the fact that the carbon was brought to Thomas. Machloikas tanoim is whether the tzitz was only meratza when the Kohen Gadol was wearing it. What if it was in his drawer? He wasn't wearing it right now. Was it meratza or not? So tzitz, bein sheyesh le'al metzchoy, u'bein she'enei al metzchoy, meratza, Rav Shimon says, it doesn't matter if he's wearing it or not. It's always meratza. Rav Yehuda says, no. Oidei al metzchoy, meratza. Ein oidei al metzchoy, ein oidei meratza. It only works when he's wearing it. Amalei Rav Shimon told Rav Yehuda, you hold that the tzitz was only meratza when the Kohen Gadol was wearing it. Kohen Gadol b'yei makipurim yechiyach, anyam kippur, she'ein oidei al metzchoy. When is that? When he entered the Kodesh HaKodashim, he used to wear the big day lovin, he didn't wear the big day zav. The big day lovin didn't have a tzitz. And you see, we know that it was meratza. So you see that it's meratza even though he's not wearing it. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda told Rabbi Shimon, anach liyei makipurim. What does Yom Kippur have to do with anything? There's no tumah anyways on Yom Kippur. She tumah Hutra Betzibur. Because all the avodas that were done on Yom Kippur is avodas Sibur and Tumas Hutra Betzibur. So the fact that there's no issues of Tumah on Yom Kippur is not because the tzitz is meratza, which would be a raya that the tzitz is meratza even when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it, because there's times on Yom Kippur that the Kohen doesn't wear the tzitz. The reason there's no issues of Tumah on Yom Kippur is because it's all karbono is Sibur. All the, even though the Kohen Gadol did it, it's all on behalf of the Sibur. And what's that going to Tumah? But right, it's a good cash. But yeah. Afterwards, but Tumas Hutra Betzibur. But what do you see? What did Rabbi Yehuda say? He didn't say Tumah Tchuya Betzibur. He said Tumah Hutra Betzibur. It's the Chastira. From the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says Yema'aber the Shana Bepnei Tumah, it's Mashma. We have to reckon with the Tumah. It's just Tchuya. So to the extent that you could push off the Karban Pesach, you don't have to rely on the Tumah Tchuya, that's the right thing to do. But here Rabbi Yehuda says clearly, not Tumah Tchuya Betzibur, he says Tumah Hutra Betzibur.
It's only the Chathil, meaning if, when you get to that situation, then it's Tumah Tchuya Betzibur.
I mean, when you're there.
Yeah, meaning beforehand, if I have a way to avoid it, the Vada, today I'm Tumah, it's when it's time to come through the card.
I hear. He's saying if you're ulitamech, but the Gemara says that the kasha is not a kasha anyways. Because according to the way you're understanding Rabbi Yehuda, you're taking this price literally. Which part of the Braisa? The Rabbi Yehuda holds they used to be ma'aber the shana b'pnei atuma tikshul achi gufa. How do you understand pashim shana in the Braisa? Read the Braisa again. Rabbi Yehuda oimem ma'aber. Rabbi Yehuda said they used to be ma'aber the shana b'pnei atuma. From Rabbi Yehuda, then Rabbi Yehuda told the story. Ma'isa b'chizkiyom malach Yehuda shiveres ha'shana b'pnei atuma. He was once ma'aber the shana b'pnei atuma u'bikesh rach ma'al atzmai. Then he had terrible charata. Which is mashma, you're not ma'abrin the shana. So Rabbi Yehuda, which one is it? Do you hold ma'abrin or do you hold a ma'abrin? Elo, you have to say, says the Gemara, chsurei mechsur v'achiktani. You have to do some surgery on this braisa. A ma'abrin es ha'shana b'pnei ha'tumma v'mebru mi'uberes. There's a Tanakama who's nameless, who holds that l'katchila, they were ma'abrin the shana b'pnei ha'tumma, but b'di'eved, they were. Rabbi Yehuda argued, and Rabbi Yehuda said, Eina me'uberes. From Rabbi Yehuda, then Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya from Chizkiyot, Melech Yehuda, that you can't be ma'abed Shana b'bnei atumah. But the point is, what's Rabbi Yehuda's shita? Rabbi Yehuda's shita is not that ma'abrin, Rabbi Yehuda's shita is a ma'abrin. If Rabbi Yehuda holds a ma'abrin, what does it mean? It means he holds Tumah Hutra Betzibur. That's Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasai. In his machlokes with Rav Shimon, whether the tzitz was meratza, dafka, ba'oidan al-mitzchay, or afilo ba'en oidan al-mitzchay, he said, anachli yoy ma'kipurim, don't bring a rai from Yom Kippur, she Tumah Hutra Betzibur. It's Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasai who holds that they were not ma'abrin the shana b'bnei ha'tumah. Why not? Because who cares? Tumah Hutra Betzibur anyways. We originally had the gears in the braisa that Rabbi Yehuda holds ma'abrin as hashana b'pnei ha'tumah. That's a raya tumah tchuya b'tzibur. That the Gemara is the kasha from Yehuda shita. That's tumah hutra b'tzibur. But the Gemara says that gears in the braisa doesn't work anyways. Because if Rabbi Yehuda holds ma'abrin, why is Rabbi Yehuda bringing a raya afterwards from Chizkiyo? If anything, from Chizkiyo you see ein ma'abrin. Elamai Rabbi Yehuda really holds ein ma'abrin. Who holds ma'abrin? The Tanakam. Rabbi Yehuda holds ein ma'abrin. If he holds ein ma'abrin, it means he holds tumah hutra b'tzibur. So not only is there no kasha from that other Rabbi Yehuda, faker, it's gishmak. It's Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasai. Rabbi Yehuda holds tumah hutra b'tzibur. That's why they were not ma'abrin the shana b'nei atumah l'shitasai. Rabbi Yehuda told Rabbi Shimon, don't bring me rayas from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur that the tzitz is meratza even when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz, because their tumah is hutra b'tzibur. But the Gemara says ihachi. Rav Shimon said, so the way the Gemara just edited this Chasuri Machzera, there's a Tanakama that's mentioned before Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa. Tanakama holds that you could be Ma'abra the Shana Mipnei Atoma. Then Rabbi Yehuda says no, and Rabbi Yehuda brings a Raya from Chizkiyo, and then Rabbi Shimon says that you could. Hainu Tanakama, Rabbi Shimon, who's mentioned at the end of the braisa, is the same as the first shita. They both hold you could be ma'abed the shana b'pnei atumah. Amar Rabba l'katchila g'bei nayo. The shayla is, could you do it l'katchila? Meaning, b'di'evet, it's true, they both hold that it's okay. The question is, what about l'katchila? Tanya nami hachi, ei ma'abed es ha'shana b'pnei atumah l'katchila. That you can't do it l'katchila. Rabbi Shimon Omer, that's the third shita in the braisa, that ma'abrin even l'katchila. So Rabbi Shimon continued, like he did in our braisa, elam b'nei ma'bikesh rach ma'latzmai. If there's no issue, even l'katchila, you're allowed to be ma'abed the shana b'pnei atumah. Why Chizkiyo daven to Hashem? Ela, because Eim Abin Adar, the who Iber Nisim Benisim, because he was Ma'abin Nisim. I'm a marsh. Eim Abin Aladu Iber Nisim Benisim. Faith to Gemara, Veleslei the Chizkiyo, Achidish Zalachem, Zen Nisim and Acha Nisan. No way Chizkiyo made that mistake. Chizkiyo thought you can make a second Nisan. Says the Gemara, Tabid Shmuel. His mistake was something Shmuel said. I'm a Shmuel. Eim Abin as Hashanah Beim Shloishim Shalada. You can't be Ma'abin the Shana on the 30th day of Adar. Why not? Hayo Vera'ui Lekoivai Benisan. Because even though it's still Adar, but it could be Nisan. It could have, would have been Nisan, right? The 30th day of Adar could be the first day of Nisan, which would make Adar a Chodesh Chaser. So even though it's Adar, and during Adar you could be Ma'aber the Shana, but Hayovirai Lakoivai the Nisan, the halacha is they were Ma'aber even Adar. So that was the mistake that Chizkiyahu made. The Usavar Hayovirai Layamrina. He thought, no, there's no issue. So Avadar, he wasn't Ma'aber a second Nisan. He was Ma'aber a second Adar. He did it on the 30th day of Adar, which has a connection to Nisan, Hayovirai Lakoivai bin Nisan. And that was the mistake he made. Tanya Nami Hochi Aim Rabbanas Shalom Yem Shloshim Shal Adar, Hayovirai Lakoivai bin Nisan. Either way, we'll just conclude with one more Ha'ar. That is that the Gemara just had a Sugya, a Braisa, whether the Chachamim were Ma'abr the Shana Mipnei Hatuma, or they were not Ma'abr the Shana Mipnei Hatuma. What's b'nei hatoma? If the Chachamim saw during Chodesh Adar, that's a good chance that the majority of Klal Yisrael would be tamei when Pesach rolls around. So if that's the case, maybe let's push it off a month, give them an opportunity to become tar. We saw in the Gemara that it could be it's totally in the age-old machloikis, whether tumah hutra b'tzibur or tumah tchuyah b'tzibur. But either way, a machloikis, tanoim, a braisa, with a chsure mechser v'achitani, we learned a little bit of Nach, a Maisa with Chizkiyahu, who once did it. Maybe he did something else. It's not clear, but the bottom line is a Braisa, a Sugya, whole Amid and Shas. Ma'abrines Hashana b'bnei Atuma, or Eid Ma'abrines Hashana b'bnei Atuma. Rashi, as we mentioned right in the beginning of the Gemara, gave two scenarios of where it would have played itself out, that it's Chodesh Adar, and the Chachamim think that there's a good chance that maybe when Pesach rolls around, maybe the Yidden are going to be Tomei. The first he said was, going to Nasi Chayla, Va'amdu Lomos Erev Pesach. The Nasi was sick, and they assessed, the doctors did, that he's going to die right around Pesach time. The Yidden L'chura are going to be Metamei to the Nasi. That's probably what Rashi means. And they're going to end up being Tomei. Thus, it was for that reason, that was one of the bases that the Shaila over here, Ma'abrim Bnei Atuma, or Ein Ma'abrim Bnei Atuma. I think a very obvious sushtel to this Rashi is a Tosfos in Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing Pshas P'tiras Shel Rebbe. And the Gemara says that Oisrei HaYoyim Shemeis Rebbe, on the day that Rebbe died, Batal Kedusha. All the Kedusha in the world became Batal. Says Tosfos, B'Shem Reb Chaim HaKoyim. Do you know what the Gemara means when it says Batal Kedusha? It's a Pasha you learn. It means that Rebbe was a Kaddish, Rabbeinu a Kaddish. So some of the Kedusha of the world became Batal. Such a Kaddish leaves the world, so Kedusha leaves the world. Reb Chaim HaKoyim says that's not what it meant. What it meant was that Rebbe, because he was the Gadol Adar, the Kohanim were allowed to be Metamatim. So even though we know a Kohen's not allowed to be Metamah, to amaze, but Rebbe was different. So Batlo Kedusha means Kedushas. Batlo Kedusha means Kedushas Kohuna. That all the Kohanim who are Kedushim, and it's for that reason they're not allowed to be Matama to amaze, but B'yom Shemes Rebbe, Batlo Kedusha, the halachas of Tumas Kohanim were off limits. It was okay for a Yid, a Kohen, to be Matama. And then Reb Chaim said a punchline. He said, Il Moli Ho Yisi Kish Nifter Rabbeinu Tam. He said, had I been around where Rabbeinu Tam was Nifter, Ho Yisi Matama Loi, I would have been Matama to him. Based on this Gemara right here. Now the truth is that the Ravid in the Sefer HaEshkol, so last, we spoke about
any karbanis then? There was no karbanis. If somebody wanted to bring karbanis, the Nasi died. And you didn't bring any karbanis that day?
They mean if the Yidden were metam. But the point is, if Tum is Tchuyah B'tzibur, let's at least push off the carbon Pesach to at least fadin the carbon Pesach. But either way, that's what Tosfos brings in Ksubas Kuf Gimel Amud Beis B'Shem Reb Chaim HaKoyen, and he added that in Moli Yisi Kishenifter Rabbeinu Tam, he would have been metam with Rabbeinu Tam. The Ravid, this is the Ravid Hasheni. Right, last time we spoke about the three Ravids. So this is the Ravid Hasheni. B'Sefer HaEshkol said as follows: Yoyim Shemeis Rebbe Batal Kuhuna Mishum Shenasi Hoy. Same exact pshat as Reb Chaim HaKoyen. But he said the reason is because he was the Nasi. Aval the Rabbi, but for a person's Rebbe, Afilu Muvik, even if his Rebbe Muvik, Oyle Tzadik Ba'alma, Eino Metama. For that, you can't be Metama. So the Ravid in the Sefer Eshkol says almost exactly what Reb Chaim HaKoyim said, but he just said one Nakuda differently. It's true the Gemara in Ksubas Kuf Gimel Amud Beis that says, Oysa Yom Shemes Rebbe Batal Kedusha. What does it mean? It means Kedusha's Kahuna, because the Kayanim were allowed to be Metama to Rebbe. But it was Dafka Rebbe, because Rebbe was the Nasi. But a Gadol Adar not. The Beis Yosef says that Reb Chaim HaKoyim clearly argued with this Raivin and Sefer Eshkol. Because he said, Ol Moli O Yisi Kishenifter Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was the Gadol Adar. He was Rabban Shal Kol B'nei Agoyla. But he wasn't a Nasi. And being that he wasn't a Nasi, and still Reb Chaim HaKohen said he would have been metamed him, there wouldn't have been an issue. But the bottom line is, one thing is clear, Sefer Reb Chaim HaKohen, and Sefer from the Ravid and the Sefer of Eshkol, and that is, that if a Nasi dies, a Kohen's even allowed to be metamed to a Nasi, and the reason is because Batul Kedusha, there's no Tumah, a Kohen's not allowed to be metamed himself, the Teretz is because there's no Tumah. So if there's no Tumah, what's Zot Rashi? That the issue was that in Chodesh Adar, they heard from the doctors that the Nasi has a few weeks to live, so they know he's going to die around Pesach time. The Yidden are going to be metamah. They're not going to be able to bring the Karban Pesach. If the Nasi dies, Batul Kedusha. And what is Batul Kedusha? There's no Tumah. If a Kohen's allowed to be metamah, what does that mean? It means there's no Issa Tumah. If there's no Issa Tumah, then L'chura, what in the world would be the problem? The emes is that this Shaila over here, with regards to whether or not a tzaddik, a gadol hadar, or a nasi dies, whether it means that the laws of tumah off limits are not off limits, truth is it predates the rishonim. Mentioning now a toisus ksuvus kuf gimel abdeis b'shem Reb Chaim HaKohen moli ha'yisi kishenifter Rabbeinu Tam derived in the sefer Eshkol, but its makar is a lot earlier. There's a medrash in Mishlei. It's parshatess. Medrash says as follows: Kishenerik Rabbi Akiva al yidei Malchus Arisha, when the Romans brutally killed Rabbi Akiva, nitpal bikfurasa Eliyahu Anavi zochel atayif. Eliyahu Anavi comes and he helps bury Rabbi Akiva. For Yonaisa al kseifav, he was carrying him on his shoulders. Yachad together with Rabbi Yeshua Hagarsi, who was Talmidah Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Yeshua Hagarsi is Eliyahu. So Yeshua Hagarsi turns to Eliyahu Anavi and he says, Eliyahu, how are you burying Rabbi Akiva? Eliyahu, we know, is Pinchas, who ben Allah's ben Aharon HaKoyin, he's a Koyin, v'alei Koyin mar, v'osel l'kayim l'tam l'meis, Amma Loisi, he told him, Eliyo, chayecho, Rabbi Yeshua, she'ein tumah b'talmidei chachomim, v'loi b'talmideim. Rabbi Akiva? Tumah? There's no tumah with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is a Talmud Chacham, and by a Talmud Chacham like Rabbi Akiva, there's no problem. A medrash that someone, b'madregas Rabbi Akiva, there was no tumah, so even though Eliyo Navi was a Koyin, he was still allowed to get involved. But at the same time, there's two Gemaras, two Mefurish Gemaras in Talmud Bavli with Mavur Faker. Number one is a well-known Gemara, Sukkah, Daf, Chof, Hey, Amad Beis. We're all familiar in Parashas Baloyis, the Torah tells us the Parashah of the Pesach Sheni. Vahi Anoshim Ashahoyu Tveim Lenefesh, there were Yidin, who were Tomei Meis when the Yidin brought the Karban Pesach. There was one Karban Pesach, right? 40 years in the Midbar. How many Karbanis Pesach did the Yidin bring? One. Bashana Ashenis. It was only one Karban Pesach that the Yidin brought. And during that one Karban Pesach that was brought, there were certain people, they were Tomei Meis, and they couldn't bring the Karban Pesach. And they came to Moshe, and they asked Moshe, what are we supposed to do? And Moshe said, I'm not sure. Imdu ve'eshma, let me go ask Hashem. Ashri Elodisha, right? The Parsha of Pesach Sheni. Says the Gemara, Sukkah Chav, hey, who are these people? One Madama says they were the Noisei Aroinu Shal Yosef. They were the ones that were carrying Aroinu Shal Yosef. They were carrying Aroinu Shal Yosef. They were carrying Aroinu Shal Yosef. In the mail, they were Tommy. Fregend Achroinin. Aroinu Shal Yosef. Was there a tzaddik? Yosef a tzaddik. Greater than Yosef, and still you say they were Tomei. They couldn't bring the Karban Pesach. That's the first Gemara. The second Gemara is not so well known, but we learned it not so long ago, and I left the Gemara, and that is a Gemara above a Basra, Daf Nun Chesam and Aleph. The Gemara over there says that Rabbana was being Mitzayan Marasa. He was once going to Kivrei Tzadikim, the Gemara says, and he was being Mitzayan Rabbana Havaka Mitzayan Marasa, says Rashi. Adam Gadol, the Chashav Haya. He was an Adam Gadol. He was very Chashav. And he was going and putting Matzevis where Mason were buried. And the reason he did it was, is so that Kedei Lahakir Mokam Atoma. So people should know that this place is Tomei. V'lo Yeviu Tahayroiz Derech Kan Shaloi Lahal Ala Kever. That people shouldn't go and they shouldn't be Tomei. Says the Gemara, Kimata L'marasad Avram. He came to the Maras Samach Pelo and he was at the Ma'orav Avram Avinu. Ashkechel Eliezer Eved Avram Dekoi Kamibava. Eliezer Eved Avram was standing in front. He was guarding the Maras Samach Pelo. So Rabbana turns to Eliezer Eved Avram and he tells him, Maiko Eved Avram, what's Avram doing now? Amalei told him, Goni Bekan for the Sarah. He's lying in the embrace of Sarah. The Kama'ino Liberation, and she's Sarah is pulling things out of Avram Avinu's here. Amalei, so Rabbana tells Eliezer Eved Avram, Zil Emel Rabbana Koyabava. Go tell Avram Avinu that Rabbana is here. Amalei, so he told him, Leo, he says, you don't have to, that's fine. You can come. A ganze Gemara, a very esoteric Gemara. But what do you see from here? Rabbana is being Mitzayim Marosa. And he's being Mitzayim the Ma'ara of Marosa Machpelo. The Marosa Machpelo is Kivri Tzadikim. And still you see that he's worried that people are going to be Mitam. Now the truth is, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, maybe, Lule de Mistafina, I would say differently. I would say that maybe Rabbana was wasn't being mitzayin the maros of the tzaddikim so that people shouldn't go there betumah. But maybe Rabbi Noah was being mitzayin the maros of the tzaddikim so people should know where the tzaddikim are buried so they should be able to go and daven. But it's not like Rashi. Rashi says, Mefurish, v'achakach moidei mebachutz kenegdom, v'oisishon tziyon tzid, kidei lahakir mokam atumah, v'lo yaviu tairis derech kanshle lahai lala kever. But the bottom line is, you have two gemaras, sukkah chavhei, bava basran unches, where it would seem that even tzaddikim, even kivri tzaddikim, are going to be metamah. Mitzad sheni, you have this medrash in Mishlei. Well, Eliyahu Novi says that I can bury Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because he's a Talmud Chacham, and Talmidei Chachamim are not metamah. What's interesting is, there's a tshuva from the Minchas Aluza, where the Minchas Aluza wanted to say, based on this raid over here, Reb Chaim HaKoyen, derived it in the Sefer Eshkol, this Medrash Mishlei, that it could be Bizman Hazeh, you could be mitzdarif the shitas harayved and say you mitzdarif the shitas harayved and allow a koyin to go to kivrit tzaddikim. Which shitas harayved? Not that rayved in Sefer Eshkol. That was the rayved hasheni. This shitas harayved is the rayved hashlishi in hasogas harayved. This is a famous rayved, and we spoke a lot about this rayved when we learned Masechtas Nazir, where the rayved said one of the most controversial things that any rishon ever said, and that is that it could be that a koyen bizman hazeh is allowed to be metamah to a mes. Why? Because today, kayanim are anyways tamei. We're all tamei. What are you worried about? A koyen is going to be metamah to a mes. He's a kaddish. He has to be tar. How could he be metamah? Today, who's not? We're all tamei mes today because there's no paraduma. So it's not possible for a person not to be a tamei mes today. So being that we're all tamei mes anyways, so the Ravid said a chiddush noira. He said that it could be a koyen bizman hazeh is allowed to be metamah to a mes. So the Minchas Aluza, the Minchas Rebbe said that it could be that if you combine the chiddush that some want to say that kivrei tzaddikim are not metame anyways, based on the Medrash Reb Chaim HaKoyen, etc., together with this idea that maybe ulai bezman hazeh, there's anyways no problem with a koyen being metame. Maybe it could be mitzdarif the two svek sveka. As a bottom line is, you have two svaras. Maybe to be meko, maybe it would be okay. But we know that this rivet is super controversial, and there's a famous noyde b'Yehuda in Dagom Ravava. It's in Yerideya Simon Shinai and Beis, where the noyde b'Yehuda wanted to be mitzdarif this rivet to say a tremendous kula. He said that any time there's a suffix tumah, maybe a kohen's allowed to be metame bizman hazeh, because it's a suffix. Maybe the rabbi's right, and maybe there's no issur for a kohen to be metame bizman hazeh. What you have is a svek sveka. Maybe there'd be no issue. But if you look in the Dalgam Ravava, right there, it's in Hilchas Avelis, Yerideya Simon Shinai and Beis. He says afterwards, Omer Yecheskel. Cheskolanda, that was the Noyde B'Yehuda. Mashe kosafti begilyon b'shnei seifin anal nimshachti achar divrei HaMishnah Melech. I was going based on the Mishnah Melech's understanding of the Ravid. The Ladaito is over a Ravid. According to him, the Ravid is of the opinion, Shein Isser Klau Lekoyen, Shekvar Nitma Letamei Atzma. He's Tamei anyways. So there's no way said to be Tamei. Aval Achshav Nasati Alibi. But now I realize I made a mistake. Sheulai Loi Omra HaRavid Elo Le'in Yechiv Malkus. Maybe the Ravid, when he said that there's no problem with a Koyen Bezman Azeb being Metam himself, he meant that if he'd be Metam himself, he wouldn't get Malkus. Because he's anyways Tamei. Aval Inyan Isser Ulai Afilu Isser Torah Moida, etc. And then he concludes a little bit. The time we spoke out that Chassam Sofer and Tshuva says that when he was a young boy, so Rav Nosson Adler, his Rebbe, met the Noyde B'Yehuda. And when they met each other, they were talking and learning, and they discussed this halacha right here. And the Noyde B'Yehuda told his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, his gewaldige chiddush, which was that a kohen maybe b'makom sofik could be metame bizman hazeh, based on this ravid that it could be, there's no issur for a kohen anyways to be metame, because as the Chassidim told me. And he says his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, vehemently was opposed to the Noyde B'Yehuda. And he was very, very strong. And he says that after that meeting, they continued discussing this shaila. And he writes that I was the telegram carrier. I was the one, I used to bring the letters between the Noyde B'Yehuda and Rav Nosson Adler. Listen to what Chassam Sofer says. He says, years later, he opened up a Shulchan Aruch and he saw Hagoyis on the side from the Noyde B'Yehuda, Dogel Mervava. And he saw there that the Dogel Mervava said his Chiddush, and then afterwards he writes, Oma Yecheskel, Mashe Kosafti Begilyon. He realizes now that maybe he made a mistake. Achshav Nosati Elibi Sh'ulai Layomer HaRaivin. Maybe the Raivin didn't mean that it's Mutter. He just meant that there would be no Malkus. And the Chassam Sofer said, Baruch Hashem, I see that it's Poshit, that the reason the Noyde B'Yehuda was Chazer was because of the Rebbe of Nosson Adler and the letters that I brought. And he says, Baruch Hashem, we played a role in being mahapach, the das. But it's interesting that Rav Moshe has a tshuva. And Ramesha, of course, was the Pesach Adar. But Ramesha didn't always speak with atkifas that you find some other Pesachim used to talk with. But one of the most sharfa tshuvas in Igros Moshe, at least that's what I think, an extremely sharfa tshuva is that somebody put out a letter, I think it was some rabbi somewhere in America, arguing that maybe Kayhanim Bezman Hazeh could go to a Beis HaKfaris and they could work in maybe areas with these types of chashas. He issued a tremendous kula based on this ravid, and Rav Moshe was so stark keneged, said chas v'shalom to be seimich on this ravid. But either way, so this is a very controversial topic, very heated, very passionate. Bottom line is, it ties itself in with this raid, and it could be that we even have a Rashi tucked away right here in the Sechtes Sanhedrin, where Rashi says that the reason why the Chachamim may have thought in Chodesh Adar that they might not be able to be in the Korban Pesach is because the Nasi was sick, which would imply l'chayna that if someone's metame to the Nasi, he does become tame, which of course is totally in all this raid.
If a kasha like this, the Minchas a loser.
Yeah.
The Chaim HaKoyin said, it would answer both the Chazals also. Chaim HaKoyin said, if he would be alive, when? What do you say?
Oh.
What's his lashon?
That he'd be alive.
That he would have gone. That's b'shas to levaya
daf.
Oh, I'm
just gonna say that.
Chazal, all the chazals you bought.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it's too late. I was gonna say. Yeah,
excellent. Very good. Tachreim saying that. No, excellent.
Mam shnu. So this is why we can't go right now. There's been time seven. Go daven. There was dafka like that.
There's a certain covered by
levaya. You don't see chiv to go to kever.
1000%. You're mechavin to one of the svaras that Achreinim say. But again, I just wanted just to point out, if you listen to the Lashon HaMedrash, Amaloi Elios, Eliyahu Navi tells Rabbi Yeshua Garsi, Chayecha Rabbi Yeshua, She'ein Tumma B'Talmid
HaChacham. No, by the way, they say what you're tracking.
How do you skip a blot?
What's that?